Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I woke up this morning and I started thinking about my daily routine. I thought about how I'm consistent with certain things that I do every single day. And I used to not be. There was a time in my life where I didn't have that consistency. I didn't have that routine. But now I do. And for the last few years, I've had that consistent routine. And today I want to talk about that routine. I want to talk about healthy routines and what a healthy routine actually does and how it benefits your life. You know, I figured out a while back that a healthy routine creates a basis for your life. It creates a foundation for your day-to-day life, and it makes living a lot easier. I've done it both ways. I've tried to live with no routine. I've tried to go willy-nilly every day, and it doesn't work as successful as a routine. And I look back, you know, when I was in elementary school and middle school and high school, and there was one consistency throughout all of that, and that was routine. And that routine helped us to get up in the morning, helped us to focus on what we needed to focus on, get certain things done before we went to school, you know, the school process, the homework, all that stuff, going to bed and getting up the next day. And I don't know about you, but when I went to college, that routine went out the window. And so did my exercise, and so did the ability to lose or gain weight, and so did a lot of things. And my grades in the beginning, before I created a routine, began to suffer. And I realized that even as adults, we need to have a routine that makes sense in our life. And if you think about it, a routine actually helps us to make sense of our life. Because when we're consistent and steady about certain things, the rest of our life kind of comes together easily. And we have a better option and more energy to focus on the things that come out of left field. And so we have this healthy routine, and if you don't have one, this show is going to really help you to create one. If you do have one and it's kind of lacking, I'm going to give you some tips and strategies for creating that and the things that you can implement right now that will better your life in many ways, lowering your stress level, actually creating a healthier lifestyle, and minimizing even symptoms of depression and sadness, and creating more of a feeling of accomplishment and success. You know, we all want to feel accomplished. We all want to feel successful in our life. And that's one thing that a routine has really helped me, is that it's something that I can consistently do. And I know that at the very least, you know, unless I'm hospitalized or something like that of that level, at the very least, I'm going to accomplish X, Y, Z every single day. And that accomplishment goes a long way to actually forwarding that accomplishment throughout the day, creating successes throughout the day, and maximizing my time that I have every day to the best of my ability. And so when we begin talking about the healthy routine on today's Live Your True Life Perspectives episode, We want to start off the day right. We really want to start off the day right. And I know I've had a lot of times in the past where I just didn't start the day off right. And you know what? It's hard to get things back in order when you're off target, off task in the beginning, okay? It's hard. And so when we start off the day right, in the right mindset, and in the right way, things seem to go a lot more smoothly. And that begins with what? Waking up. Waking up in the morning is a good thing. It's a definite good thing. And waking up at the right time is really important. And it took me a while to figure out what that right time was. And I'm still working within a few minutes of that right time. Because I think that we all have that golden time to wake up. And some of us definitely would prefer to sleep in all day. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to either, but that's just not feasible. One, two, sleeping in till late normally makes you feel what? Depressed, sad, behind the eight ball. Not a good thing to start the day with. And so really focusing on what time can I wake up to wake up successfully. You might be sleepy in the beginning, that's normal, but to wake up successfully and to create a really powerful day. And so I created a really awesome wake schedule, and I created a way of waking up, I think, that's better than most. I've tried to do the alarm clocks that are like buzzing and freaking out, and that just does not help me at all. And what I have done instead is I picked a song, kind of a symphony type song that I like that is very positive and uplifting. And I use that as my wake up song. And it kind of gets me in the day, not like instantaneously like jolted, but it does slowly wake me up and it makes me feel good. And I'm glad to hear it. And it's interesting because the more consistent I am about that wake up time, the better I feel because it minimizes my stress level. So I have a question. When was the last time you woke up late and literally scrambled to get your day started? How stressful was that? Pretty stressful, right? Did you forget something, leave stuff at home when you're heading to work? Probably. Did you feel really discombobulated, at least for the main part of the day? Probably so. And what I found out is that I would rather get up a little early and feel a little groggy in the initial wake up than to wake up late. Because I feel like we don't get that full feeling of being awake and that full morning regime. And what I've also found out, too, is that, the later we get up, and I've seen this with my clients, the later my clients tend to get up, the more depressed they feel in the morning. And I've been there, too, where I would wake up later and I would feel very unsuccessful. Like I would feel like I already screwed up for the day, okay? I've already screwed up for the day. I'm already behind the eight ball, and now I'm trying to prove to myself that I can pull myself out of this abyss and get ahead and get things done. And that's not where I want to be in the morning. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel depressed. Instead, I want to feel helpful. I want to feel happy. I want to feel hopeful. I want to feel joy. And what I found is that when I consistently get up at the same time, even if I'm feeling groggy, I eventually wake up, I get going, I start with some really good water. That's the biggest thing, is that a lot of you are starting with coffee, and I like coffee too, but you've got to drink some water before you're drinking that coffee. Remember, our bodies are, 75% water? Our brains are water. Think about it. I mean, we've got to have water to think, to feel good. And so drinking a lot of water, I like to drink at least 16 ounces of water before I start drinking coffee to try to flush out stuff, to feel good in the morning. It makes me feel more awake and alive. And then I definitely have my espresso. I'm an espresso person. Yes, I like coffee. I'm not against coffee, but coffee has a tendency of jacking me up too much. And I found that for a lot of people who are dealing with attention deficit hyper disorder or even attention deficit disorder, that espresso really seems to kind of make the mind clear-headed in a way where it's not jacky, it's not, hyperactive type feeling. It's more of a kind of a calming feeling, because a lot of folks with ADD or ADHD, something that would normally rev someone else up actually calms you down, slows you down. So you got to be kind of careful too, because with me, when I drink some of the espresso, I can actually feel pretty tired. And so, yes, that's definitely an adverse effect for most people. But it does focus me and slow my mind down. And so that helps. But really thinking about what works for you. You know, if it's a cup of coffee or two cups. But, you know, getting too jittery in the morning, drinking way too much caffeine and having the fallout later on, it doesn't appeal to me. And I've done that before in the past, and I just refuse to do that anymore. You know, I cut out soft drinks about 4 or 5 years ago. And right after I cut them out, you know, like the first week was fine. I felt invincible. And then the second week was like cruel and unusual punishment. But I overcame it and I got through it and I like it. And so now, you know, I don't drink any soft drinks. I'll have an occasional cup of coffee. I like espresso. And I drink a lot of water. You know, I really cut iced tea out as much as possible too. Just because as far as the health is concerned, I just really don't know how healthy that is for your body. And I've also realized that some teas can really cause you to kind of get jacked up, depending on the caffeine level. And I've also found that it can lead to some heartburn in some folks. Drinking some really hardcore iced tea on an empty stomach can give you some real problems with acid. And some heartburn that's just not desirable. So I really stick with those. And knowing what really works for you is key. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about the healthy routine, things that you can do, what you need to be making time for, as well as new things that you can add to your routine or how to create your routine to make you feel more successful, to be happier, to be healthier, and to feel good about your contributions to this world on a day-to-day basis. If you haven't already, go to my website, ashleyburgess.com, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and check out the latest and greatest content, as well as my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss the second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I'm discussing healthy routines and what a healthy routine will actually do to benefit your life on every level. I found out that routines are very helpful. And even though we did it when we were a kid, remember, we woke up at a certain time, our parents woke us up, we did our chores, we made our bed, you know, we had some breakfast and we went to school. We feel like that's something that we did when we were young. But what I found is that the more positive and healthy routines we have in our life, the better we are all the way around, because there are certain things we don't have to second guess. We don't have to second guess some of the easy breezy stuff, you know, and we can actually use more of that brain power to work on the things that are stressful or coming out of left or right field, something new or something that we have to ponder. And we can use that energy for that and be able to do the other stuff on kind of, well, on a positive autopilot. And I like that. And right before the break, I was talking about how you want to start off your day right. You know, creating that wake and sleep schedule. And I'll give you some more tips later on things you can do to wake up earlier and things you can do to go to bed earlier to be more successful. Because what I found on a whole is that when we actually, you know, get up earlier in the morning and we go to bed earlier, fundamentally, we feel more successful, we feel more gratitude, we feel better, and we feel less guilty. You know, guilt is a big thing. You know, when we sleep in, we have a tendency of feeling guilty or wondering, what have I done with my day? Or I didn't get a lot done that I should have, or I feel like I was unproductive, yada, yada, yada. And feeling unproductive and having that guilt coupled with that actually leads to some sort of depression as well. So if you're already dealing with depression in your life, why add to it? If you already have some depression or anxiety, why add to that? And that's what happens when we're getting up late and we're sleeping in and we're staying up all night. When we get up late, we get frustrated with ourselves, and that frustration, we really take it out on ourselves, beating ourselves up over it. And the other thing, too, is that we are realizing we're not getting a lot done. So, you know, I've worked with some clients who are dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety. You know, they're waking up at 11 o'clock, waking up at noon, trying to, like, you know, rush to catch up for the whole day and then not going to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning. And this is creating havoc in their life because the work schedule is 8 to 5. I mean, obviously I work from like 8 to 8 p.m., but I wouldn't be able to see patients and clients, you know, if I was getting up at noon. I wouldn't be able to do my radio shows. I wouldn't be able to focus on my career and do the stuff I need to do. I wouldn't be able to be responsible with my life and to contribute not only to my household, but also to my work if I was getting up that late. And when we do that too, it leads to that depression and even more anxiety because we don't have that consistency, we don't have that feeling of stability, and we don't have that feeling of accomplishment. And what I've realized is when we create that morning routine, it allows us to start the day off smoothly, right? It's like, it's kind of like that autopilot. And I'm not saying just to go through the motions, okay? We need to be mindful on a constant basis. So being mindful of making the bed. Like what I consistently do is I wake up in the morning, I drink 16 ounces of water, okay? I do that. I take some vitamins that I take on an empty stomach, and so I make a timer. So I set the timer for 30 minutes. And so I don't eat for 30 minutes. And then in that 30 minutes, I take a shower. You know, I make the bed, I feed the dog, I take the dog out, I do all that kind of stuff, and then I come and make my espresso, and then I have some coffee, and I take the rest of my vitamins, and I start the day. You see what I'm saying? And it's consistent. So what I already have accomplished is I've already woken up, I'm alive, I'm awake. That's a big thing. That's step one. Step two is that I've taken care of the dog and other people that I have to be responsible for. Okay, that's a big thing. Step three, I've made the bed and cleaned up the bedroom, so I feel good about it. Step four, I've taken a shower and I've gotten dressed. Now, I might not have already, like, dried my hair and done all that stuff, but I've gotten pretty far with this type of stability and routine equation. I've also probably begun to empty the dishwasher or started a new wash. Like, for example, this morning as I woke up, I did all the stuff that I just said. You know, I got up, you know, took a shower, you know, made the bed, you know, fed the dog, took the dog out. You know, I did two loads of laundry, put one in the dryer, cleaned out the dryer vent, went back over there, took care of the dishes that had been washed the night before, put the dishes up, cleaned the counter in the kitchen, and then finished getting ready and went to work. And so I've already made those accomplishments. Okay, if worse comes to worse and my day is totally a mess up, I've already accomplished that. And when I get home at 8 o'clock tonight, my house is clean. I mean, for the most part, it's clean and I feel good about it. Okay, and that's so key, because just those small accomplishments go a long way to making us feel successful. They go a long way. Okay, because it's not about winning the race. It's slow and steady. Okay, and we have to consistently be that way. And when we can create that consistency in our life, it makes us feel better. It makes us feel, and we know that our life is a little more manageable. And also, we're actually grateful for the things we have. You know, instead of like running through the house like a tornado, you know, the bedroom's a disaster zone. The kitchen's a disaster zone. There's dishes everywhere. There's trash. There's stuff everywhere. The dog's barking, got to get fed. Instead of that, we've minimized the stress level on that so that we can get to the office and take care of what we need to take care of. And what's cool about that is we use the needed energy that we've held over for real issues that we need to deal with, okay? For the real issues that might come at us from left to right field. And so that's always a good thing. And so, you know, the next thing I really want to talk about is making the time that we need in the morning, noon, and night to eat. And I know some of you say, hey, that's not a big deal, I got that covered. But some of you out there, okay, and you know who you are, you don't eat. You don't eat and you don't understand why you don't feel good and why your head hurts and why I got a headache and I can't think straight and I feel horrible and all this stuff. You know, I have clients that literally walk into my office. They're like, you know, I just don't feel good. I'm like, why? And they go through this whole, you know, list of reasons. And then, have you eaten? No, I haven't had anything to eat. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You haven't eaten all day. Okay. You're not going to feel good. You're just not. And I've tried that. I've tried all sides of this equation of eating and not eating and starving and not starving and overeating and undereating. I've done all of it. I've tried all compilations of it, okay? And what I found is that I need to eat 3 times a day. Okay, some of you might need to eat 5 times a day, but I found that I need to eat 3 times a day. And I don't need to eat a lot, but I need to be consistent in eating 3 times a day. Sometimes I need to eat 4 times a day because I don't eat an over amount, you know. So for a good example, this morning I woke up, I had a little bit of cereal, a cereal that has no sugar added. I think it's called Alpine something. And I put some granola in there that's like got no sugar added, whatever. And I use fat-free milk. And I have my espresso, and I do that, and I have my water. And then just a little while ago, I had some yogurt and that kind of sort of thing, and that was good. And it was good yogurt and very little sugar added. And then, you know, I'll have a lunch, and I'll have a simple lunch. And I found what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And so I found that I do not like to process my stomach. I don't like to process meat or pork or chicken. And so I really stay away from that. Not that it's a bad thing for you. I've chosen a different route for myself, and that I prefer to do. And so I haven't had beef or pork in like probably about 10 years. As far as chicken, I just recently kind of cut that out of my diet. I do like seafood. And so I eat seafood and I also like, vegetables and fruits. And that's a very good, that's what I like to stick with. In my diet. And so, you know, breakfast is, I always like to eat the same thing for breakfast if I can. Sometimes I'll go out on a limb and have two eggs over easy. Okay, that's going out on a limb. But most of the time I like to have my cereal. And what I found is that when I'm consistent with my breakfast, I feel good all the time. Okay, you know, much like a dog, you know, if you have a dog, you know that the dog eats the same food every day and every night. There's not various types of food. You know, I mean, I know some of you have or have cats, okay, and you have the cat food, but it's the same maker, it's just a different taste, right? Okay, you have the same food maker, you buy the same stuff, but one's a seafood and one's a chicken, whatever. I don't know. I don't have a cat, but I love cats. But with dogs, you have the same consistent diet all the time because that's how they eat well. That's how they stay healthy. And there's something to be said about taking a consistent diet as a human because you can feel really good with consistency. As long as you're not allergic to it and it's helping you, that consistent diet will do wonders for you because, again, it takes the thought process out of it. I don't have to think about what I'm going to have for breakfast. I eat the same cereal every day. I don't have to think about what milk I'm going to eat. I have the same organic, fat-free milk I do every day. You see what I'm saying? And so that consistency is key, and I appreciate that. When it comes to lunch, I do very similar. I eat the similar lunch almost every single day because it works for me, and I feel good. It's not like it's going to affect me different. I know how it's going to affect me. I know how I'm going to feel, and I know how much energy I'm going to get from it, and I can gauge that for what I need to eat for dinner and how much I need to eat at dinner. And that's so important. After the break, I'll be talking more about how to be successful in your eating routine. Later on about your exercise routine and the things that you can add to your routine right now to make you more successful and more happy in your day-to-day life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread, payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. This is a national healthcare alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little
little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I've been talking about healthy routine, creating that healthy daily routine that really makes you feel more successful and more alive, and also allows you to really focus on the stuff that you need to focus instead of having to focus on everything. You've actually created a reliable routine that you can fall back on, especially in stressful times. You know, oftentimes we don't realize that there's going to be stressful times in our life. There's going to be times when things are going to hit the fan. There are going to be times when, you know what, life just doesn't seem right. Okay, and when that happens, the last thing you want to do is be stuck in the minutiae of trying to deal with your day-to-day life. You want to be able to put that on a mindful autopilot. And I say mindful autopilot because you don't want to be going through the motions. This is not about going through the motions. It's about eliminating and lowering stress. Okay. When I'm making the bed in the morning, even though I do it the same way every single morning and on the weekends, the only thing I do on the weekends that's different is one day of the weekend, I change the sheets and wash the sheets, and then I put new sheets on. Every other day, I do the same exact routine, okay? And it works. And it's good because I get that out of the way. I don't need to have that looming over me too. Okay, well, I haven't gotten this done. I got this all falling apart. And on top of that, the house is a disaster. No. And when we were talking about eating and the eating habits, creating that healthy habit routine of eating is making that time to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And some of you might eat more often, okay? I'm not saying you can't eat more often. I'm just saying consistently. Consistently eating and eating before you're really starving is a big deal. Remember your blood sugar level, okay? Some of you have blood sugar issues, maybe pre-diabetic, diabetic. And the thing is that it's very important. Eating directly relates to that, okay? And so if you're not eating at the good times, if you're forgetting to eat, if you're starving yourself, if you're eating foods that you probably shouldn't be eating, you really need to step back and ask yourself, why am I putting myself in jeopardy? Why do I not care enough about myself to take care of myself? Okay? Seriously. When we don't eat, like if we're not actually doing a cleanse, okay? If you're not actually doing a cleanse and you're not doing some sort of, you know, 48-hour, 72-hour cleanse, if you're not eating, why? You really need to look at that. Because these little things that we do that hurt us, that directly relate to our health, that's something that's actually reaffirming to me that you have a low self-esteem or low self-worth. You're not worthy, okay? I don't care enough to feed myself because I'm not worthy. So really get down and deep on that because this is a crucial thing here, guys. Even the smallest of things like starving yourself during the day says to me, if I was going to do that, it tells me that to my higher self that I'm not good enough to eat. I'm not valuable enough to think of my health. And that's what's definitely going on. Okay, so even if, you know, let's pull back the layers and let's look at the reality of it. Okay, because that's what's really happening. You know, another thing about eating on time is that it helps us lose weight. Okay, some of you think you can just starve yourself. But we're not talking about losing muscle, right? I don't want to lose muscle. I don't want to lose muscle at all. I would rather lose fat. And the only way that you're going to lose fat is by consistently eating and exercising. And when we starve ourselves, we lower our energy level. Our metabolism begins to slow down. Why? Why does it begin to slow down? Because what happens is if you're starving yourself over a period of time, okay, it's going to hold on to every single calorie, every single fat, everything, because it doesn't know if it's going to get any food. Okay, so that's something you really need to focus on, is that it sounds good in the beginning, but you really want to speed up the metabolism to lose weight And that really begins with eating consistently, eating a certain calories. You know, average calories is 1,500 calories a day, eating lean protein, vegetables, eating things that are not processed, okay? You know, not high in saturated fat, very different from like an avocado, for example, okay? Certain fats are good for you. And being consistent in eating that type of stuff. And you should probably check out some books on nutrition. But what I found that works for me is like a very light protein, like fish diet with vegetables. No butter on the vegetables, no dressing on the vegetables. You know, I've cut out carbs. I've cut out, occasionally I might have a good carb there, you know, maybe like a whole wheat pasta or something, but very rarely. And another thing that I've realized too is that, you know, you just want to, you want to cut out all the stuff that doesn't make you feel good or just adds to the calories. And that's something that I've done. And it's very important to really figure out what works for your body. You know, the last thing you want to do is be eating a bunch of stuff that's man-made. Okay. And I think that's what you want to really focus on is how much of the stuff am I eating is man-made? Like how much tortillas are you eating? Okay. How many tortilla chips are you eating every day? That's man-made. Okay, it's processed, right? The tortilla chip doesn't come from the ground. They don't say, oh, this is the tortilla chip plant, you know? I mean, we'd all have them, right? Tortilla chip plants? No, you can't. I mean, think about it. You have to really limit the intake you have on processed foods. You have to limit the intake that you have on foods that aren't natural. And, you know, natural foods are obviously fish and stuff like that, protein, but also vegetables. You know, like, and I know some of you don't like broccoli or Brussels sprouts, but find the vegetables that you like that are good for you and stuff that you'll actually eat and be consistent. Some of you might love salads, but remember, a salad is good, except for it depends on what's on it, okay? And, you know, you got to think about that, too. I mean, if you have a bunch of cold cuts and all that stuff on it, is it a salad or is that just a way of you saying or feeling good about eating that? Because you really want to be specific with what you're eating and you want to do what's right for your body. And you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. You're going to feel it. The next routine that I'm really big on is that exercise routine. And some days I'm more successful than other days. Okay. And so I'm still working on this, but this is something that I'm still working on. It's a work in progress. It's something that I'm working on. It's something I care enough to work on. And so that exercise routine, you know, when I have clients come into my office, when we talk about creating routines in their life, the first thing they say is, I'm going to exercise every day. Okay. That's a really good thought. That's a great idea. Is it attainable? Probably not. And I'm not being Debbie Downer on this. What I'm saying is that we have a great idea of getting started, but when we start and we go crazy and something happens like we get hurt, that pushes us back months, you know, weeks, if not months. But also what happens is we build too much of a we have to do this or this isn't going to happen, you know, or we feel like we have to be there every day when we're not. And so what I found is if you can just start exercising one day a week, so start this coming week and, you know, either walk for an hour, jog, being careful to think about your knees and your joints, okay? That's why I specifically like to do cardio in a gym when it comes to running. I like to use an elliptical machine because it actually helps with your knees and takes the pressure off your joints. We all want to have our knees for as long as possible, and I do. So I actually prefer not to run on concrete. For that reason, to preserve my joints and my knees. And, you know, it's about getting in there one day a week. And the next week, you know, 7 days later, maybe you can try to go 2 days a week. 2 days a week. That's a good time, you know, and work up from there. And realizing that every time you get to the gym or every time you actually work out, it's a success story. Okay. And to see it as a success story and being consistent. And also, the longer and the more consistent we are with that, the better we feel. When we feel better, the more we want to do it, okay? The more consistent we become, it becomes a regimen, it becomes part of our day-to-day routine, and that actually empowers us because we feel good because we're doing what? We're going out of our way to take care of ourselves. We're going out of our way to feel good. We're going out of our way to do what's right for our body, and that shows. And that's very powerful, and it's a great place to be at. And every time we add something like that into our life, It directly impacts us in a positive way. And, you know, one of the things you can do for weight loss is to consistently work out, drink that water, do that cardio. Okay, doing that cardio, adding some weight routine is a big deal. Also, stretching is huge. You know, we got to get some stretching, you know, whether it's just stretching on a mat, you know, doing some yoga, some Pilates, what have you. All this thing is very important because we have to get in tune with our body. Okay, when we're out of tune, we're not in tune with our body, when we're not taking care of ourselves, what happens? We become unhealthy. And when we become unhealthy, you know, our bodies become a playground for disease. And you want to try to keep that at bay as long as possible. It's a lot better to be proactive than to go back around and you know, when something has happened and kind of work backwards. And so being proactive and taking care of yourself and really thinking about what is a healthy choice for me in all different levels can really work to better your life, to strengthen yourself, and to also strengthen your self-worth and self-value. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to be giving you some tips and tricks on how to really add to your daily routine, some things you can do that can even add more success in your current life. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I've been discussing healthy routines, that healthy routine that can make your life even more successful and more at peace with more gratitude on a daily basis. Right before the break, I was talking about that exercise routine, creating that routine and starting with one day a week that can lead you to every day a week eventually, you know what I'm saying? But it begins somewhere. We got to begin a routine somewhere. We got to begin it slowly. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, I recently asked folks on Facebook, I wanted to know their morning routine, and I love some of the responses that I was given. And some of these responses were really amazing, and I really appreciate it because I'm going to be asking more when I'm in the upcoming shows. Just to get your opinion, and I'll probably be talking more about it on the radio, and I'll be dropping some names and information as well, because I think it's powerful when people give some really great insight into their life and insight that can also help you and I. Okay, so let's talk about the new things that you can add to your schedule to make it better, the new things that you can add to your routine to make you more powerful and more in control. You know, the first thing is to create an independent schedule. An independent schedule that works just for you is super, super powerful, okay? And what I hear often in my office when I'm working with clients is that they get up late, they go to bed late, they feel overwhelmed, they feel stressed out, they feel as though they haven't accomplished much, and they feel guilty about getting up late, and that's adding to discourse, anger, resentment, and all that in between. So it's creating a good schedule and getting up earlier. So waking up earlier can increase your overall well-being and make you feel better. You get more done, you feel good about yourself, and you get on a better schedule. And the best way to do that is, I can't sit there and say, hey, change your schedule right now, go to bed at 11, get up at 6, okay? When you've been going to bed at 2:30 and getting up at noon. Okay, that's not going to work. Okay, but what can work is every week to every week and a half, going to bed an hour early and getting up an hour early. See, small incremental changes that will definitely change your life forever. And so let's say that you're going to bed at 2 and you're getting up at 10. Let's just say. So this week you would go to bed at 1 and you would get up at 9. And then the following week. And it might take you 2 weeks to get through this pattern and get to the next 2 weeks and keep going. But you need to be consistent in this. And even if you aren't that tired, going to bed is key. And you've got to limit the caffeine intake, okay, before you go to bed. I mean, for some of you that have been going to bed really late, you really need to see how much caffeine are you drinking. How much caffeine are you drinking after 4 p.m.? Okay, and that probably needs to stop. For some of you, how much alcohol are you intaking? Because many of you are not getting a good night's sleep because the alcohol is actually getting in the way of that. You know, to some degree, people feel that alcohol helps you sleep. It does not. Okay, so it actually gets in the way of your deep REM sleep. It's not a good thing. It actually has like a more of a light sleep, restless sleep. And so being aware of that as well. Also being aware of, when are you eating? How much are you eating? How late are you eating? When I eat really late, when I try to sleep, I can't sleep that well. It's just like I can't sleep that well. And if I do sleep, it seems like I sweat a lot because my body's trying to metabolize the food. Not a good time. For some of you that have acid reflux, the last thing you want to do is eat really late and then lay down. Okay, talk about acid reflux. You're not going to be able to sleep because you're going to have so much acid in your stomach, okay? So it's about eating at a decent time, cutting off the food, cutting off the alcohol, definitely cutting out the caffeine and anything that kind of jacks you up. If you're a smoker, how much are you smoking before you go to bed? You know, because smoking definitely relates to that. How much are you working out? If you're not working out at all and you're not getting any sort of physical exercise, you are not going to have a very good sleep. One of the biggest things about sleep is that it's predicated on activity. It's predicated on having a body tired and a mind tired, and it's predicated on what you eat and drink before. And so if you haven't been working out at all and you're wondering why you're having some insomnia, well, you know what? That's probably your key. Okay, working out, getting in shape, getting to the gym, actually being consistent with that cardio and that weightlifting. If you worked out one solid hour a day, it would change your life forever. Coupled with, well, not drinking caffeine after 3 o'clock, okay, and then watching your alcohol intake and not eating after 9 p.m. It's a powerful thing, and it's very simple and easy, but this goes a long way. And so taking that incremental change, so if you're going to bed at 2 a.m., instead, get up, you know, go to bed at 1 a.m. And if you're getting up at 10 a.m., get up at 9 a.m. And then slowly, consistently move that back an hour by an hour by an hour by an hour. And eventually, if you want to stick, let's just say midnight, you know, and get up at 7, that's great. I mean, whatever you need, but it's got to be consistent, and then you can find that sweet spot within there. Another tip for really creating that healthy routine is to get those morning chores done. That allows us to begin the morning with a full-on success story. First thing in the morning, this allows you to come back home and you see the clean house at night. It's a big deal. And so that means getting up a little earlier in the morning and, you know, taking care of things, taking a shower, feeding the dog, feeding the cat, taking them out to go to the bathroom, that kind of sort of thing. Getting a little bit of laundry done, cleaning that kitchen up from the night before kind of thing, getting those dishes done, getting that bed made. All those things are very powerful and success stories for you to start the day in a powerful way. It makes things a lot easier, and it just you already feel like you've taken on the day. You see what I'm saying? You already got some accomplishments under your belt, and you haven't even left the house. And you see how successful that makes you feel? I mean, because it makes me feel successful. You know, that's why I like a clean car. I like my car to be clean. I like it to be clean inside and out, because when I get into a car that's all trashed out, I feel guilty. And my life starts mimicking that vehicle. Same thing with my house. If my house is all trashed out and messy, I'm not going to feel organized. I'm not going to feel good. It's going to be a problem. And so really keeping yourself organized, happy, and healthy, and you know, your surroundings definitely does matter into how you feel and how things begin to work in your life. Last but not least is that morning routine of nutrition and vitamins. You know, remembering waking up in the morning and drinking a lot of water, at least 12 ounces of water when you wake up. You know, taking any vitamins that you need to take before you eat or drink any sort of coffee or have any dairy, having that regime, having that regimen. So you got the water situation, and then making some food for breakfast before you leave work, taking the vitamins that you need for your health and well-being. I take some vitamins every morning that helps my brain. I feel like I think clearer. I take cat's claw. I take ginkgo biloba. You know, I take certain vitamins. I take certain things to regulate my blood sugar throughout the day, and I take a multivitamin every morning as well with my morning cereal. These things help us go a long way. It helps us to have our energy, keeps our nutrition, keeps us solid, and all of a sudden we've already been successful and we're still at 9 a.m. or 9:30 in the morning or 8 a.m. or 7:30 in the morning. We've already created success and well-being in our life. I hope that this has helped you, and I hope these tips will help you to become even more successful, because I want you to be as successful as you possibly can. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.